big ash of coughs to coming out on this bitterly cold evening, when certainly it would have been much more favorable to stay in our warm homes and to not come out into the streets and to come into the Beis Medrash. But a big ash of coughs to everyone to coming out. The Learning Tonight and the Sushi are sponsored as a Refuah Shlema to Mordechai Ben Sima. They should have a Refuah Shlema and see Yeshuos and all good things in the future. The Yalkut Shimoni Tehillim in Remez Tough Mem. 840 writes, Naftali Ayala Shulcha Hanosin Imre Shefer, quoting the Pasuk of Yaakov Avinu's Bracha to Naftali in this week's Parsha. The Naftali simply is a very fast animal and has Imre Shefer, beautiful praises. Imre Shefer, Elu Divrei Torah. Imre Shefer, this refers to the Divrei Torah, the beautiful speech of Naftali. The Torah, Shenasun Al Yedei Shofar, that was given by the Shofar, Shneamar, as it says, V'chol ha'amrim es ha'kolos, v'es ha'lav kidim, v'es kol ha'shofar. The nation saw the shofar at Har Sinai. So Rav Matzasyo Solomon, in an article in a Torah journal called Kol HaTorah, in Kovitz Lamed Hei, published many years ago, and he was still in Gateshead. This was a Torah journal that was distributed in Europe. So he asks the obvious question, two obvious questions. Where do we find that Naftali is the Shevet that is associated with Limud HaTorah? When we think of the Shvatim that took upon themselves the mantle of Torah, Naftali is not the tribe that we normally think of. What happened to a Levi who goes around and teaches Torah? Yisachar and Zvulun, they have a deal together. Yisachar learns and becomes the great teachers of Torah. Naftali? They run fast. What does it have to do with Talmud Torah? Where do we see here in the Medrash that Naftali has a major chelek in the Limud HaTorah? So he continues and he cites a medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, in the end of Perek Ches, Os Yud. Rav Chia Berei de Ravi Abba de Yafo Amar. Halomei Torah Bitzar, Notel Elef Shalom Yitzar, Masayim Notel Bescharo. A person who learns Torah when it's difficult and it's uncomfortable, if the person learning who is comfortable gets 200, this one gets five times as much and gets 1,000. Five times the reward, the schar, of the person who learns when it's easy and comfortable. Mimias lamad, who do we learn this from? That a person gets such schar from learning when it's difficult? Mishivto shel Yisachar, umishivto shel Naftali. From the comparing of the Shvatim of Yisachar and Naftali. Shivto shel Naftali, al dei shehayu oskim velomdim Torah b'tzar. Because the Shev Naftali learns Torah when there was tsar, when it was difficult. It wasn't so easy to sit back and relax in an air-conditioned base medrash or a heated base medrash. Not lose schar elef. We see their reward is 1,000, because it says in Divrei Yamim, Naftali sarim elef. They had officers of 1,000, 1,000 associated with Naftali. Aval shivtel shay Yisachar, al yidei shayu landin Torah below tsar. Yisachar! Fancy base medrash, things were comfortable. They were already being raised when they were young to become gedolim and tamei chachamim. So natlu schar matayim. The pasuk says by there, roshem matayim v'chol acheim al piyam. Their number is only 200. 1,000 is five times more than 200, and therefore we see that the reward given to Yisachar, to Naftali, is five times greater than the reward given to Naftali. And therefore we see there is a third shevet, a third tribe amongst the Shvatim that are attached themselves to Torah. There's Yisachar, famously, and Levi, but now we can include Naftali within the tribes that are known for taking on the mantle of Torah. But the difference, as we see from the Medrash, says from Matzoseo Solomon, is that Naftali's learning came through extra effort. It wasn't cushy, it wasn't easy, it wasn't set up, they weren't given time off, they didn't have a kolel for them. It came through effort and coming out and going and moving. The Radal explains on that Medrash, what was the tsar of Naftali? Naftali was always moving around. Yisachar was given the opportunity to sit and learn. Levi worked in the Beis HaMikdash two times a year. Therefore, Levi the opportunity to learn the rest of the year. Naftali had regular things to do. They had jobs to go to, things to take care of, farms to plow, all different types of businesses to take care of. But Naftali, they took upon themselves the mantle of Limud HaTorah, and that is why they are called Imre Shefer, with their beautiful saying, their beautiful Torah, was so beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who learns Torah when it's not easy or comfortable is not simply gaining more schar, says Rav Matzoseo Solomon. He's on a different level of Limud HaTorah. It's not simply more points to learn when it's not easy. It's an entirely different madrega. And he cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Chaf Amud Aleph, Sheker Hachain, Zedoro Shamosh Yoshua. The nation is described as Sheker Hachain, the years of Moshe and Yoshua in their learning. The Hevel Ayofi, that is the generation of Chizkiyahu. Yiras Hashem, Hisis Alal, what is the level of Yiras Shemayim that is praised? Zedoro Shal Rabbi Yehuda B'Rabbi Eloi. Amru Alav al Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. What happened in his generation when they learned Torah? Shehu shisha talmidim miskaskin b'talas echas v'oskin b'Torah. Six talmidim would be under one talis, appropriate for what some of us are learning tonight. Six talmidim under one blanket to keep warm, and they would learn Torah. That's how poor they were. They had to have six students keep warm under one blanket, and that was the generation of Yiras Hashem Hisis Alal. Says the Maharal in the Nesivas Olam and the Nesiv HaTorah in Perek Dalet, that the generation of Moshe, there was no great Mesiras Nefesh, because in the generation of Moshe, it was the generation of the door of the Midbar with Man. They had clouds. What are they supposed to do all day? They were in the desert. There was nothing else to do. They learned Torah all day. So that's the generation of Sheker HaChein. There was a sense of Chein. There was a sense of Chitzonius, that their Torah was an external. There was no Mesiras Nefesh. And he gives a similar explanation for the generation that's described as Hevel HaYofi, the generation of Chizkiyah. But only when it comes to the generation of Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi do we call that Yiras Hashem Hisis Alal. How badly they wanted the Torah. It shows their Avas HaTorah. They wanted to go out and learn even when it was cold and it was difficult and it wasn't easy to drag themselves out of the house. That's the generation of Yiras Hashem Hisis Alal. And this shows us that the learning of Torah, when it's uncomfortable, when it's not easy, and when it requires a little bit more push to get ourselves up and to go, that is not simply a din in lefum tsara agra, that there's more pain, more gain. If you work harder, you get more reward. It's an entirely different level. It's on a level above Havdil, the level of Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Torah in the Zohar Midbar. To push oneself, push oneself above that. Yiras Hashem, Hisis Halal. And Shev Naphtali wasn't given any gifts like the Kohanim. There was no special preparations and growth in Torah like Shev Yisachar, but they push themselves to ignore the distractions and the pleasures, to be able to seek Torah to the best of their ability. And therefore the reward was as such. And then Rav Matasiyahu Salomon goes on to say that where did Naphtali find this fortitude? Where did Naphtali see within himself to know that he should go and learn even when it's not easy? And he says, that's the second part of the Medrash in the Alkut Shimoni. Why is it that Naphtali's Imre Shefer, the sound of the shofar, what's the connection between Naphtali and the shofar? Because Naphtali heard the sound of the shofar resonating from Har Sinai. When the shofar was sounding on Har Sinai, it echoed through history until Naphtali heard it saying, that shofar from Har Sinai is talking to me. I need to get up and go and do. And he heard the echo of the Torah resonating from Kabbalah Satorah, pushing him forward, even though he had all the excuses in the world to say, I'm tired, I can't, I have what to do, it's cold, it's hot, I don't feel well, I have a cold, a headache, whatever it is. Naphtali said, I hear the ringing of the shofar calling from Har Sinai, and that's going to be my Imre Shefer. That's going to be my beautiful Torah, hearing what's going on and listening to my past. I would add that the mission Avo says in Parakei, Lufum Tzara Agra, and the Rashbats there explains, the more difficult it is to learn, the greater understanding you will have in your own learning. And this fits with the famous story of the Rashash and the Netziv. The Rashash and the Netziv grew up together in the same generation, and they both went to school together. The Rashash became a big Parnes in Vilna. He was a Balabas who also wrote and learned Torah. And the Netziv became the Rosh Yeshiva Lajim. And they once met each other later on in life, and the Rashash had a very difficult question. And he saw the Netziv, and he said, perhaps you could help me with this. Do you have an explanation to this difficulty I have in the Gemara? And the Netziv closed his eyes, and 7 seconds later, he had a beautiful answer to explain the Gemara. So the Rashash was blown away. He said, Naphtali, I don't understand. We learned together in Yeshiva, and I spent this question months and months and months, and you close your eyes for 7 seconds, you have an answer? So the Netziv said, I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I'll tell you this. When we were younger, so you came from a very wealthy family, and you went home at night, and you had meals, and everything was warm, and everything was comfortable, and you continued your Limud HaTorah. But when I was younger, it was not so easy. It was cold, and I had no place to go, and it was difficult at night and to get up, and I had to struggle with my limud Torah. And that mesiras nefesh, she said, it could be the difference between that extra level, that extra oomph when it comes to one's limud Torah. To grow and to push oneself in limud Torah when it's not easy puts your Torah on a different level. Rashi writes in the Pasuk in Tehillim and Kuf Yates, Pasuk Ayin Aleph, that says, Tov li ki anisi, it is good for me because I am afflicted or poor. Tov haya be'inai, kishi hayisi sovel yusurim, it is good in my eyes when things are difficult. Kidei lilmo Torah b'tzar, so that I am zochet, I merit to learn Torah when it is difficult. That's what David HaMelech is saying. It's a geschmack when it's difficult. It's better for my learning when it's difficult because there's more schar and there's more growth. And we should all train ourselves to hear the sound of the shofar of Naphtali, to call us to learn, because the reward for learning when we're not feeling well, tired, busy, distracted by the passing trends of the time is that much greater. And it is greater than that of Shevet Levi and Shevet Yisachar. Hashkaf to everyone.